Today is Tuesday, November 26, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. How is everyone? Hope your day went really well. I'm really stuffed up now. And I'm blaming it on Mark. He was going around coughing for like the past week. And he said, well, I'm not stuffed up, so it can't come from me. And I said, well, you're the only one that's sick around me, so I don't know. But anyway, I still feel okay, although I have been taking DayQuil because it helps the symptoms a little bit. But, you know, and we're going on our fantastic Thanksgiving vacation. That Sam in the Hinterlands, I don't know, it's so foreign to her going on an actual, like, vacation during Thanksgiving instead of actually doing something with the family. Sam, you know, Thanksgiving is the lesser of the two holidays, if you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving. So I feel like, you know, if you really want to do that, you should definitely do it for Thanksgiving and not Christmas. And just be like, hey, everybody, I'm going to be with you guys at Christmas, but we're going to do something, you know, on our own for Thanksgiving. So I don't think there's like anything wrong with it. But anyway, so let's go ahead. I have gotten a few voicemails, and let's go ahead and listen to at least one of them. So we'll go ahead and do that now.
Hey, Adam, it's Baron Frosty calling in to get my $50 gift card. As you know, I'm broke and living in a dumpster, so $50 would really help me out. I also wanted to leave some commentary about the ugly as hell penis you shared on Twitter. It was a little on the big side. It was uncut. It looked kind of smelly, and it really was kind of nasty. So have a good Thanksgiving. Bye.
First of all, I want to say, well, thanks for calling Baron Frosty, who now all of a sudden on Facebook or Twitter, I can't remember where, maybe everywhere, he's now AR Frosty, which I don't know. I don't know what that stands for. Maybe I should know, and I don't. So maybe I'm, you know, calling myself out here. But I posted, I hardly ever retweet or post naked things on Twitter because in my old age, I've gotten more, I'm really not conservative on the inside when it comes to sex, but for some reason on the outside, I've gotten more conservative about talking about it or, you know, releasing things on the web, probably because, you know, parents have asked me about my podcast recently. I don't know. You know, I don't know. And I have a conservative boyfriend when it comes to sex, so maybe he's rubbed off on me a little bit. On the inside, I'm still the same as I was in the Adam and Maddie show days, but for whatever reason, you know, it's just not out there. Maybe I should start just making it be. But the other day, so I follow this account on Twitter, and it's called, I think it's called Cox in Public or Dicks in Public or I don't know. It's just pictures. They're not porn pictures or anything like that. It's just pictures of naked men in public situations. So, I mean, it's not, generally speaking, it's like, you know, those naked bike rides that they have in London or other big cities around, or, you know, there'll be nudist events or something like that, and they'll just have pictures of guys. Or there are some exhibitionist guys who will, like, be in their car, you know, and pull their shorts up, or, I don't know, you know, weird stuff like that. I don't know, I find it kind of interesting, and so there was a picture. And it was one of the most beautiful peni I think I've seen. It was so beautiful. And it was uncut. I happen to enjoy uncut. You know, if you don't like it, that's fine. I've had two British boyfriends. And I've dated lots, you know, and hooked up with lots of British guys. And other races that, you know, tend to be uncut. And I wish I was uncut. I really wish that my parents had left me alone, and I really love a foreskin. You know, I'm just going to say it. But thanks for, oh, and by the way, Baron, you don't get the $50 gift card by calling in. Your name goes into a pot, you know, and on December 22nd, I'll draw the winner. And whoever I draw they will get the $50. And we all know that you do not need $50. Come on. Let's be real. All right. Well, let's listen to another voicemail that we got. Don't know who this one is.
Any minute. Winner, winner. Amazon dinner.
Oh, it's Kathy.
Oh, okay. I did. I called. But I doubt I won the prize. Loser, loser.
Kathy, I appreciate your call, but you didn't tell me who you are. I mean, I do know who you are, so I'll go ahead and, like, you know, I'll go ahead and put your name in. However, you used to call into Fatty a lot. I don't think you call into Fatty, like, hardly ever anymore. Maybe it's been months. But you used to have really, like, used to have the theater with Sydney. It always made me think of my dog. And because you named your daughter after my dog. And, yeah, so you did all that stuff. But anyway, I appreciate the call no matter. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to do anything special. I really appreciate the call. And maybe you won. Who knows? We'll know on December 22nd. So anyway, I do have one more, but I don't like to play the voicemails over the music because a lot of times the voicemails are very quiet. And so I don't want to try to play them over the music. But anyway, so we're just, you know, we've been decorating for Christmas. And I think I talked a little bit about it yesterday, but gosh, it takes so much work. And, I like decorating for Christmas. I like Christmas decorations. I do not enjoy decorating for Christmas, like, at all. I think just because I'm lazy. Honestly, because it takes so long to get out all the boxes and go through it and figure out, you know, remember where all the crap goes and put the tree up. And, you know, I have a fake tree, which I'm more a fan of real trees, but for logistics, like, we don't have a truck or, you know, it would be really difficult for us to get a real tree here. I'm allergic. So, you know, that's a big deal. And you lose a lot of pine needles as you go because they die eventually. I mean, they're already dead, but they dry out. And so, you know, there are lots of reasons to get an artificial tree. And artificial trees are looking better and better. But I had bought one. I think I bought it when I feel like this tree that I've got, I must have bought while I was still in Dallas. But that could be wrong. I could have bought it after I moved here. I don't really know. But it was a pre-lit tree. But over the years, sections of those lights have started going out one by one. So, you know, the first year there was a little bit, and then the next year another little bit, and, you know, whatever. So now I have this pre-lit tree that I have to put lights on because the whole tree now is out. There are no working lights on this tree. So then we had to dig through and find the lights that we wanted. So I started putting the lights on, and they were the kind that'll... They have a controller where you can, like, it can be blinking or it can do a little dance or, you know, it can be solid or it can be flashing or, you know, there are all these options. And so I had two strings of that and I started going around and around the tree. Maybe it was three strings. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not the point. So we get almost to the bottom of the tree and then I realize that the color on the two are slightly different, so I need to stagger them so that they blend together. So we have to go around and take all of them off and then put them back on. And then I realize that there aren't enough, there's not enough length to go all the way to the bottom of this tree. So I need to supplement that with a strand of just solid ones. So you'll have a little bit of solid, a little bit of blinking, you know, whatever. So then we had to go take them off and put them back on again to leave enough space in between each row so I could put a solid one in between. It was a lot of work. And then I put all my lights out on the outside. And I have two trees that I put on the outside, but they're not very heavy. And it's windy here. I mean, you would think I live in Kansas. It is super windy here all the time. But especially this time of year, like winter, when it's going from like hot to cold. So I guess fall, you know, I don't know if we've actually reached winter yet. But anyway, so those trees keep blowing over and I've got to find a way to like anchor them down. it's just been, you know, one thing after the other. And it's going to, I've not finished decorating. Mark did a fantastic job doing around the fireplace. I'll take a picture of it at some point. But there's a lot more to do, and we're not going to finish before we go to Austin. So this is going to continue after we get back. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And if you want to enter into that contest, you can actually call me now. And that number is, I'm looking it up right now, it's 479-221-9393. Again, that's 479-221-9393. You can also find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.